In today's marketplace, you're not just looking for a job, you're looking for a career and an employer that best aligns with your needs and life goals. The My Career Fit Employment Podcast provides career seekers an opportunity to hear directly from top employers discuss their company, mission, vision, what they do, culture, and of course, their career opportunities in greater detail in a new and creative podcast format, My Career Fit. For employers, My Career Fit is able to deliver more than just a handful of bullet points from a traditional job posting. Employers get to tell their story, and talented individuals like you get to find the right fit for their career. Career seekers can find and follow My Career Fit on our LinkedIn business page, Facebook, and Twitter, and listen to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as Amazon Alexa. Employers can email us today at findafitnow@gmail.com. That's findafitnow, FINDAFITNOW @gmail.com. Good morning, folks. Welcome back to the Quotely Podcast. Today is the Friday morning edition where we sit down and talk to folks who are just like you. Normal, everyday folk who are living busy and complex lives, trying to fit in strategies that will help them to become the better version of themselves. I'm super excited about today's podcast. We're speaking to Kate Herod out on the West Coast in beautiful California, and she's got an interesting strategy this coming year for completing her own personal goals over the next 52 weeks. That's right. She is going to be completing 52 goals in 52 weeks. And it's really interesting how she's going to go about doing this. And some of these are financial based, some of these are health based, some of these are just simply interest based. So I hope that you find this interesting and valuable. You know, we say all the time here on the Quotely Podcast that we're not about becoming the next Instagram athlete or ultra marathoner or endurance athlete. We're simply trying to become the better version of ourselves. And Kate is definitely doing that with this strategy. So I hope that you find some value here as you think about your own New Year's resolutions and goals for 2019. Good morning, podcast listeners. Welcome back to Quotely, where we unravel the people, history, context, and stories behind the motivational and inspirational quotes that you find and post about on social media. It's Friday, and on Fridays, we take a break from our traditional format and bring you valuable insight from interviews with normal, everyday people just like you. People who lead busy lives but desire to shake off apathy and status quo living by waking up, living well, and repeating that strategy day in and day out. Let's get to it.
So a couple years ago, I was talking to a friend about this, and she just said, you know, my sister's doing this thing where she's, like, doing, like, 100 different goals, and they're really small, and it's everything from, like, you know, skinny dipping to going to a certain restaurant, and she just wrote them all down, like, 100 things that she wanted to do that year. And I thought 100 sounded like too many, but, like, one a week sounded like it was doable.
Yeah.
And so I kind of was thinking about it, and then I was thinking about it last year about, like, how to, like, kind of revamp this whole New Year's resolution thing. That's kind of what I ended up coming up with.
So you were saying earlier that you are just a very sort of goal-oriented kind of person.
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
I've always been, like, pretty goal-oriented, and I always kind of make, like, these big spreadsheets. It's kind of like a combination of, like, my finance side and my goal-oriented side, and they always have, like, all these goals on them. I'm the oldest child.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe that's
that happens.
My parents are very intense, like, as far as, you know, making me study hard and work hard. And it's always just been something I had to do. Like, if I didn't have goals, then I wouldn't be able to get to the places that I was trying to go, I guess. I think in the end of the day, I really just want to be the best version of myself.
Hmm.
Sort of, like, strive and become better. I don't know. I guess I'm just kind of inspired by my own limitations.
So let's kind of go back to 2018. So you started out trying to do this in 2018. From your Instagram, your first post was that you didn't meet your goal of hitting the goals.
Yeah.
So kind of walk me through a little bit, sort of like what happened in 2018.
So I would say, like, 75% of my goals were them.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, go to In-N-Out and try the new hot chocolate, or like, you know, something small, like dye your hair pink or whatever.
Okay.
And so they were really easy and attainable. When I look back on my list and why I didn't get some of them done last year, it was mostly because I chose some things that were a little bit too time intensive, or maybe were kind of a little bit too far outside my comfort zone. And so I kind of, like, as I've been making my list this year, it's all been, I've just kind of revamped the whole thing. Like, instead of making things that are maybe too big or too unattainable, they're all, mm-hmm. like, very doable, but right. also things that I'm really excited about. What I've done is I've spent a lot of time actually reaching out to people that I consider to be experts, like, all the areas that I'm interested in getting better at. So for running, for example, I haven't done this yet, but I'm planning to reach out to a few people that are really avid runners and just kind of get, like, a really small piece of advice from them, you know? Something that's just, you know, not just like running to a certain goal, like maybe like just nutrition fact, like maybe just like a stretch they do, maybe a certain type of shoe I should buy, you know, I'm not sure what they'll say. And actually, every time I've reached out to people, it's been a really cool experience, because they always give me pieces of advice I never would have thought of, every single time.
Wow. So instead of saying, yeah. okay, my goal for the year is to run more than I did this year, your goal mm-hmm. is to, okay, so I want to run, but the goal is to actually reach out to somebody who can actually help me in mm-hmm. my exploration of being a better runner.
Exactly.
Fascinating. That's really cool. So let's talk through some of the goals that you're setting up for yourself for this mm-hmm. year. I know you've mentioned, you've talked about having some small ones, and then there are some kind of bigger ones in there too. What are some yeah. of the goals that you're setting up for yourself?
So this year I've decided to, I've never like cooked like a local meal. Like, I've never even eaten, like, fully local, but people really are really passionate about that. And mm-hmm. so that's something I'm going to go to, like, a farmer's market and just cook a full local meal.
Okay.
From my area.
Yeah.
I love, like, granola bars, like, kind of fancy ones.
Yeah.
Like, the expensive ones you get at Whole Foods.
Right.
And so I want to, like, design my own. I did that in college. Like, I did this class where we, like, worked with General Mills to, like, develop a new granola bar for them. And it was really fun, but I just haven't done it in a long time, and I like to make something that's, like, maybe a little bit more tailored to the health and nutrition goals that I currently have.
Sure.
So that's something I'm going to try. One of them is kind of financially based. Like, okay. I'm not good at the stock market at all.
Which, okay.
You know, it's one of those things I wish I was a lot better at, and maybe it's kind of, like, an insecurity. I think, like, a lot of women actually sometimes aren't as fiscally aware as men are, and it's something that I've talked with a lot of my friends about, and there is kind of a need. And so I am going to do a goal where I'll be investing for, like, you know, very first week of the year. Actually, I'm going to invest like 1% of my paycheck and see kind of how much I can get during the year.
Okay.
But I think my goal this year is to really just make it everything, like, easy enough and some things that I'm interested in enough to mm-hmm. to make it happen.
Right. Well, and keeping them small enough too, like you said, kind of keeping the goals micro to a certain extent makes them that much more accomplishable. So you don't have the kind of excuse to say, well, I just didn't have time. Well, you probably did, because it was a micro goal. Right.
Yeah. That's true.
So, yeah, this has been great. I really appreciate you doing this, and I wish you the best of luck on attaining all your goals. And I'm serious, I really want to know about this granola bar, because it really sounds like something that if it works and it takes off, then, you know, who knows, maybe you can quit your job at Apple and be the CEO of a granola bar company.
That could be my next step.
You know, you never know. Folks, I hope you found that conversation helpful and insightful and valuable. You know, according to U.S. News, approximately 80% of resolutions actually fail by the second week of February. So the odds are, unfortunately, against most people, it appears. You know, this is why I loved this interview with Kate. You know, Kate has taken the idea of goal setting for the new year and simply taken this idea and broken goals down into realistic goals that she knows that she can complete and that are obtainable. And what's really great about these goals are that they are aligned with her own personal vision to become a better version of herself and being inspired by her own limitations. I loved it when she said that, because I think most people, and I do this myself, we look in the mirror and we say, I'm not good enough, or I can't do this, or I can't do that, without really thinking through the fact that we probably can learn new things, that we can be better than we were before. This means doing things that are not necessarily completely out of Kate's comfort zone, but that, you know, doing these things actually, in fact, stretch her. And so she actually grows and she learns new things. So setting a goal like a financial investment or cooking a dinner that draws from just a complete local only food menu. This is why I was drawn to Kate's story, because this is not about becoming the next Elon Musk or the next ultra marathon runner, but simply taking steps that will stretch and move her from, you know, really even farther away from a status quo lifestyle. We definitely can very easily get caught up into a very comfortable way of living. We get up, we do this, we do that, and we don't really grow or develop, especially once we get older and we get into our careers and, you know, maybe we have families and that kind of stuff. Life maybe actually gets a little boring and we're just not learning and growing. You know, following a process like this, Kate is going to learn new skills. She's going to grow as a person and probably become of value to other people in her life. So I encourage you, follow Kate's journey. You can follow her on Instagram as she blogs and documents about completing each goal every week. You can find her on Instagram at 52.com. Things. All right, listen, thanks so much for hanging out with us today. Remember to subscribe, rate, and comment on this podcast that you just heard wherever you listen to the Quotely podcast. And remember that you can also follow me on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. You can follow me at GraybeardRuns with a Z. Thanks so much for listening. Remember to always push forward, always onward.